Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My friends, it's Jesse Blaze Snyder, and welcome to All Your Favorite Bands Suck, the show where we take a look at a band that I feel is being not crowed about enough. Unsung, underdogs. Last week we looked at my father, Dee Snyder, and Twisted Sister, who is a brilliant songwriter, often miss, what's the word? I want to say misunderstood. I'm having trouble finding my words today coming into the show. I'm coming in hot. I should start again. No, I'm okay. I'm just going to keep going with it. But my father has always been thought of as like some sort of glam act, you know, that it was all about the show and all about the costumes and all about these things. And I believe that Dee Snyder's words are some of the most fucking important words that have ever been spoken. And there are so many bands, punk bands and metal bands and ska bands and humor bands and rap bands, people who are just a little bit outside of that mainstream because they're a little bit too street. And you know what? That's where I come from. The streets, the street level people. I want street level music. I want shit that is real. I want stuff that means something. I want passion. And that is something that I have for you today through Tenacious D. Tenacious D is that great little duo of Jack Black and Kyle Gass who love rock and roll and heavy metal and have been doing a humorous comedy version of authentic rock and roll and heavy metal for years now, often accompanied by Dave Grohl and other insane session players who make every fucking stupid little comedy song that they do hit like thunder and sound like real legitimate rock and metal. It is as authentic as it gets, and really, it's so authentic because of the real genuine love that these two men obviously have for the genre. And I mean, you know, I'm just going to be kind of covering their albums in order. Recently, they've been putting out things like as singles, and I was really happy to see that my son, I was playing him some songs from Tenacious D, and he went, "Is this the video games, guys?" And there's a song called Video Games. I'll play you the single right now. It's pretty funny. That's making its rounds on social media.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I don't play video games no more. I never play video games. Except for a little bit of God of War. I never play video games. Maybe once in a while, a little bit of Fallout 4. But that's okay, not right now. I got things to do. Cause I don't play video games no more.
So this is going around like the web, and my kids are into it. And as soon as he heard some of the Tenacious D, he was like, "Are those the guys who do the video game song?" So that's awesome, and I'm really happy for them that they're starting to make a little bit of a name for themselves with like these little viral videos and whatnot that they're putting out. A lot of it is just cover tunes. I'll go over right now, like, you know, the most recent in 2023, they put out a cover of Wicked Games. I mean, it's good. I don't really need a cover of Tenacious D doing Wicked Games. That's not really like a funny song or anything. But there's a pretty awesome Tenacious D, The Who medley, which is a lot of fun. There's a great You Never Give Me Your Money / The End cover, you know, Beatles cover. And one that I really like, The Time Warp, that got released in 2020. So, and there's also some singles, like some original singles that got released as well. Five Needs, which is great, and Don't Blow It Cage, which I quite enjoy. Now, beyond that, they've got, and they just recently put out a Hit Me Baby One More Time single for the Kung Fu Panda movie, so you might be freshly hearing that. It's pretty good. But basically, they've got four albums and one live album. The live album I'm not going to get into here. You know, I don't spend any time going over the live stuff. Live's not like my preferred, you know, version. I like to hear good studio versions. But they've got four albums. The first one's just called Tenacious D. The second one is The Pick of Destiny, which is also the soundtrack for the movie, which bombed big and was very disappointing to fans of Tenacious D. I mean, now you go back and you watch it and you can really enjoy The Pick of Destiny. But at the time, if you were a fan of Tenacious D coming off of their first record, which I am going to get into in just a little bit, our expectations for how fucking funny this movie was going to be were just through the roof. So it was just impossible to please the fans because they had already done such great stuff. The Tenacious D show on HBO was really great, filled with so many little sketches and stuff that ended up on the original album. And I think fans just expected more. I don't know necessarily what we were expecting, but I think we were expecting more sketches and more like kind of conceptual things that were really funny. Whereas The Pick of Destiny is just kind of like one funny premise that's like stretched out for, you know, an hour and a half. So the movie didn't really like hold up for fans at the time, even though it's not really bad, and I think a lot of people would probably tell you how much they love the movie. If you came to the movie after it came out of theaters, and it was on HBO or Netflix or something like that for free, you were probably like, wow, this movie's great. But if you were a Tenacious D fan, it was just like, aw, man, I wanted that to be my favorite movie in the world. Really, like you wanted it to be your favorite movie in the world. And I know I'm not the only one here who felt like that, because my family, the Snyder family, we love Tenacious D. We have been fans of the fucking D since the first album. We have been grooving to this shit and recommending it to everybody who would listen for years and years now. And I know we were all so fucking devastated for that movie. But the Pick of Destiny soundtrack is still great, as is Rise of the Phoenix and the most recent one, Post Apocalypto. All of those albums, I have at least like 7 or 8 songs on, you know, and granted they have more tracks than your average record because there are a lot of sketches on the thing. But I mean, at least half the record I like and I listen to. I'm going to go generally in the order of like the records, 1, 2, 3, 4, because I think that it's maybe been slightly diminishing returns. You know, for like the fourth album, they had to do this kind of weird concept album thing where it's just like all about the Armageddon and the apocalypse, and actually I was a little bit disappointed in it too, because it seemed to just play that like that Trumpian, oh no, Trump equals the apocalypse, and I think that is such divisive language. I think that's just so silly, and I think it's just sort of an amplification of like what people would call microaggressions, which is really people reading malice into tiny things that are sort of unconscious and not understood by other people. And you know, you can read malice into everything or you cannot. And I choose not to read malice into everything. So their most recent Post-Apocalypto just crossed a couple lines with me in terms of just sort of rubbing me the wrong way, in terms of like, I don't think that that's good comedy. I don't think that comedy should be divisive. And there was a couple songs on that record where I was just like, ugh, like, I mean, I can see half 30% of the audience laughing at this, and then I see this people in the center feeling uncomfortable, like me, because I'm in the center. I'm not left. I'm not right. I'm in the center. I want us all to come meet in the center, talk about things, get over our bullshit, and move on with our life so that we can make the world a better place. I don't know about you. I have no interest in a civil war here in this country. So let's de-escalate things instead of pointing fingers and all this shit. And there's a little bit of like pointing fingers. It definitely a couple songs that make you go, oh man, is this like a all Republicans are evil song? Because like, fuck, like, please. And they don't say that specifically, but it does feel like that. So I didn't love that one. And you know, and I obviously they had to reach for some sort of concept, like, oh, it's an Armageddon. So I think they were just trying to grab that low hanging fruit, but did it. If you know, I'll, don't worry, I'll fill you in. I'm going to fill you in shortly. It's going to be great. So there's definitely a little bit of diminishing returns going on. You know, the first album is just fucking incredible because it is just highlighting that premise of homaging and parodying, not exactly parodying, but like, you know, like making fun, but in loving fun of heavy metal and hard rock. And then the second album is the soundtrack to the movie. So, so much of the songs are all dedicated and following around the things that are happening in the movie. And a lot of those actually grew on me over time, but there's some great ones. There's some great ones on there. Some of my favorite of all time is on that second album, The Pick of Destiny. And then The Rise of the Phoenix is basically like the comeback album after they got their asses handed to them at the box office with this movie and bad reviews and stuff. So Rise of the Phoenix concept is like, we're back and we're gonna keep doing this. And then Post-Apocalypto like tries to do something new. It still does some great shit. There's some great stuff on it, and I'm gonna get into it in a little bit. But first, we gotta start with the one that started it all, 2001's Tenacious D. Jack Black, Kyle Gass, backed up by Dave Grohl. I forget the name of the bass player who plays with him. He's a crazy session bass player. Fucking incredible. And if fucking is a problem for you, you probably shouldn't be listening to this show. But fucking, sex, cursing, you know, various adult subject matter. There's a lot of that. The big hit that came off this record back in the day before Tribute and some of the other songs became famous, if you've heard about any of these, was Fuck Her Gently. Fuck Her Gently went around the radio waves, a bleeped version of it forever. I can remember, you know, you don't always have to fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Sometimes you gotta make some love and fucking give us some smooches too. Sometimes you got. Sorry, I'm getting too into it. Getting too into it. I love it. I'll sing the ones that you should know, and I'll play the ones that you don't know, but you should know, or you will know now that I play them for you. Not only is this album filled with great songs, which, like, by the way, on this album, I think there's only one song. I guess there's two actual songs that I don't have saved on my my Spotify. The Road, I think, and which isn't a bad song. And then City Hall, I believe, Malibu Nights Melody, which is like this whole, there's like multiple songs at the end. They're not terrible or anything, but they're just not like super immediate and incredible and catchy the way some of these things are.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The opening song, I mean, it's just like they all have such a great vibe to them. Here, I'm just gonna start this off. Kielbasa is the song that opens everything up.
I don't like that. So far, off to a bad start.
These little bits of them talking, this is how
better,
it
closer, warmer.
All the songs get connected this way through
That's
these sketches.
It. Okay.
Them as a band, figuring things out, writing songs, generally arguing, and it's quite fun and quite funny. And I mean, you listen, you'll hear yourself, but I mean, they're all genuinely really good. Well played, great chord choices. Jack's got a great voice. Has just got to perform.
Now get it on.
Now fucking get it on. I'm shooting my juice into your caboose. Now fucking get it on. Sorry. I love that song. The background vocals, harmonies that are done by Kyle Gass, and the playing. Kyle, he really does seem he's a good guitar player. He's got a real good ear, and like the chords, the even the lead playing, stuff like that. It is impressive, you know, for what it is. And they're so self-deprecating, and you know, it's all joke. But the thing that makes it is how genuinely fucking great it is, how genuinely well executed it is. You know, Jack Black's got a great voice. And granted, you know, over time, you come to kind of hear his voice and have to smile and laugh because you've heard him say funny things and things. But it's credible enough, and it really, really lands great in these, in all these songs. And in between all these songs are all of these sketches. And the original Tenacious D record, I mean, so often when you're dealing with little, oh, it's a little sketch on a record and shit, it's like, you know, you skip over most of them. But not Tenacious D's first record. The one note song, him playing at the beginning, trying to show him how he's writing a song. Here's this one chord, and then he holds it and he does a little twang, and they're arguing over whether or not he's done anything of note. It's all one note. And he's like, you're just jealous because you didn't write it. Fucking write something and come talk to me. Or the hard fucking sketch about, you know, how generally the ladies don't necessarily like hard fucking. But, you know, the trick is you let them ride you, see what they like, and then you go, all right, now I know what you like. And then you give it back to them the way they like it. Or inward singing, which Jack Black comes along and says, look, I figured out this thing. As I breathe out and breathe in, I'm still singing as I'm breathing. Like, and he's breathing in and singing, and like his voice is like disappearing, but he's never stopping singing, and I'm in with singing. It's really funny. But better than that, the best one on the whole fucking record is Cock Push-Ups. Cock Push-Ups. How many cock push-ups can you do, Jack? He says, well, how many push-ups can you do? Cock push-ups? Yeah. Well, I guess you can only do one. Yeah, I mean, one's all you need. And of course, a cock push-up is when you lay flat on the ground and you allow your boner to lift you off the ground. And Kyle Cass is like that's impossible. Like, your boner can lift your body. And Jack's like, well, not at first. But, you know, over time, you keep practicing. You got to stick with it. This record is genuinely funny from start to end. And, like, you know, I'm just talking about the sketches. The sketches are great. And, you know, a lot of these things, little bits and some of the premises come from the television show, which is really great if you can go back and find some of that stuff. I used to have everything on DVD, worth checking out if you're a fan of Flight of the Conchords or Lonely Island or anything like that, especially if you're a rock fan. Man, will you appreciate Tenacious D and what they're bringing to the table here. So track 3 on the record is one of the greatest tunes of all time by Tenacious D. And literally the premise of the song is that it's a tribute to the greatest song in the world that they wrote one night in desperation when they were confronted by Satan. And basically Satan shows up and goes, like, you know, you gotta play the greatest song in the world. So they play this song about playing the greatest song in the world, only for it towards the end, they go, and the peculiar thing about it is the song that we played on that fateful night, it didn't actually sound anything like this song. This is just a tribute. You've got to believe. We wish you were there. It's not a matter of opinion. It's hysterical. The premises of so many of these songs are just so great. And the song that comes in right after that is another single for them called Wonder Boy, which is a good one. Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your powers? Wonder Boy, won't you take me far away from the mucky mucks? Lovely. Fuck Her Gently is, I think, track like 7 on the record. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then track 7 and track 8 I want to play for you guys. So track 7, my band Baptized by Fire, which was when I was a teenager. I was a little older than that. 19 to like 20. Oh, well, I guess I was like 25 or something like that. I was in this band called Baptized by Fire. I've played a song before by us. I think on the end of my dad's episode, I played Juggernaut, which was a song by Baptized by Fire. But me and my drummer, Benjamin Clapp, shout out to Ben Clapp, we are huge comedy music fans. Ben just loves neato, interesting shit. He's a big Frank Zappa fan and just like plays in a band called Skeleton Key, which is really a gnarly kind of band with really interesting sounds, sonically stuff. So he and I would always bond over comedy music, and we were both huge Tenacious D fans. And when we were talking about it one day, we just went, yo, Let's Do Something by Tenacious D. And because we liked them so much, we didn't want to do any of the obvious songs. We didn't want to do Tribute. We didn't want to do Wonder Boy. We didn't want to do Fuck Her Gently. So we chose something that we thought was fun, was just hysterical and awesome. And it's a short little song called Explosivo. Check it out.
I climb upon my faithful steed.
Then we're going to ride, going to smoke some weed. Climb up on my big ass steed. And ride, ride, ride.
Remember, I'm always covering up some of these songs so I don't get hit with any copyright claims.
What's the name of the song?
Explosivo.
Don't know what it's about, but it's good to go. What's the name of my girlfriend? I don't know, but she's built like a ship, and she's good to go. She's good to go.
Awesome song. We used to play that every night with Baptized by Fire. And then this was the other one that we were trying to decide if we should play, but we weren't like necessarily a traditional metal band, so we never played Dio. But Dio is great. It's a tribute to Ronnie James Dio. Just check this shit out. It's hysterical.
Dio has rocked for a long, long time. Now it's time for him to pass the torch. He has songs of wildebeest and angels.
He has soared on the wings of a demon.
It's time to pass the torch.
You're too old to rock. No more rocking for you. So we're taking you to a home.
Come on, that is just an amazing premise. You're too old to rock. No more rocking for you. You're too old to rock. No more rocking for you. So we're taking you to a home, but we will sing a song about you. Fucking Tenacious D is the best. Dio. I mean, it's just so amazing, the premise of that song, because it's like this song that is 100% honoring Ronnie James Dio. And obviously he wasn't too hurt by it because he made a guest appearance in the Pick of Destiny movie just a little bit after this. And then they're sitting here telling him he needs to retire. You're too old to rock. Come teach us so you can pass the torch to me. That's one of the best lines. So it's time to pass your cape and scepter to me. And a slightly smaller one for KG. That bit of like Jack Black constantly kind of, you know, just giving Kyle Gass the short end of the stick. For reasons. Shit is fucking funny, man.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson natural boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, I mean, there's just so many good ones in here, and a lot of them are really kind of on the nose for, like, moments that get set up in the sketches. Like, in the inward singing, they get into a fight, and then all of a sudden, it ends with him quitting the band. And, of course, there's a song called Kyle Quit the Band. A lot of these songs are very short.
Last week, Kyle quit the band.
Now we're back together. Misunderstanding, didn't understand.
It doesn't matter.
Now we're back together again. La 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 la.
Split up, kid.
If you go on, there's a few songs. The Road is after Kyle Quits the Band, which isn't a bad song. It's not like something I want to listen to a million times over. Lee is a short one. It's kind of fun. Just like it's like about like their roadie or a big fan of theirs or whatever. It's Lee. It's very funny. Friendship is a great one. I just love how this one comes in. I listen to this all the time.
Friendship is rare. Do you know what I'm saying to you?
Friendship is rare.
Don't even care.
it's rare to me. Can't you see? It's rare to me. Can't you see?
There's so many references in the first record and like for the of them being the D, Tenacious D. Are you down with the D? And once you become down with the D, you will tell people, oh, you're a D fan. Oh, Tenacious D time, motherfuckers. Yes, it's great. It's so fucking great. It's so great to be in on this joke. I mean, comedy bands are my favorite types of music to share with people, because I feel like so many people have their nose up in the air to like comedy music, like not respectable music, but it's just like the moment you can name a comedy band and there's somebody else in the room who knows that comedy band, you just share this smile and this joy within each other, that you know you've gotten joy from the same fountain, and it's so wonderful. There's another song two from here that comes after this karate schnitzel where Jack Black's threatening to beat up Kyle. And he does this karate song, which is, I love this fucking karate song.
With karate, I'll kick your ass.
Hit to Tiananmen Square. Oh, yeah, motherfucker. I'm gonna kick your fucking derriere. Yeah, yeah.
You broke the rules. Now I'll pull out all your pubic hair.
You motherfucker. Or Rock Your Socks Off, which has the best count in of any tune ever. Listen to this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 6.
It's not satanic music. It's just fun. Just not taking that shit too seriously.
It doesn't matter if it is good.
It only matters if it rocks.
The main thing that we do is to rock your socks off.
There's no such thing as a rock prodigy.
Cause rock and roll is bogus, right, KG?
Right. Only thing that really matters is a classical sauce. And that's why me and KG
are classically trained to rock your fucking socks off.
Give him a case, KG.
Give it up for KG, give it up for me. Give it up for KG, give it up for me. Give it up for rock, give it up for blues. Give it up for everything there is there to lose. And rock your socks off, baby. Rock your socks off.
If you can't tell, I think this is very good. There's one more song on this record that I would recommend, and it is Double Team. Second to last track on the record. Dude, do yourself a favor. Seek out Tenacious D's first record. Put it on. You will be so fucking happy that you did. And then the follow-up record, The Pick of Destiny, which is the soundtrack to their movie, which, again, you know, kind of adversely affects certain things on some level here, because, you know, basically this soundtrack has to cover the story of the movie. So there's certain songs that are like, you know, they're just written for scenes and written for different things that are in the script or whatever. But I've come around to most of them, and generally there's some really great stuff. The Kickapoo, which is the opening tune, has a great vibe, and this, like, you know, references Dio, and Dio sings here. I think you've got Meatloaf doing a guest appearance, God bless me, as well. Here we go. This is Kickapoo. And this is like telling the story of Jack Black. You see his young self in the movie, which is this great comedic actor kid who you'll recognize from some other movies from years ago.
And he knew just what to do.
Oh, that's it too. JB, Jables, and Cage. Kyle Gass is Cage. That's like his like breakdown name. And Jables. Jack Black, Jables. If you let this song continue, you'll get some, let's see, this is Meatloaf here. Jesus loves him more. And then you've got Dio at the end.
to learn the ancient methods, secret doors you want to unlock. Escape your father's clutches in this oppressive neighborhood. On a journey you must go to find the
land called Hollywood.
Fucking amazing. That one is a great one. I mean, just Meatloaf and Dio. It's really fun in the movie. I'm not sure to tell you to listen to the music first and go watch the movie. I kind of feel like listen to the music first and then go watch the movie, because it just adds an extra element, and the music itself is really great. One of my favorites of all time, Tenacious D songs, is called Classico. It's the second track on this record. I might even play you the whole thing.
All of the fools out of their jewels. So if you think it's time to,
if you think it's time to fucking rock, he is going to kick your fucking ass. And you know
his name is Dial Gas.
Rocking
and fucking rolling.
And fucking rocking and fucking rolling.
I love that one. I thought about doing that one as the cover for Baptized by Fire thing. Or no, maybe it was the one on the first record that has they do a similar thing. It might be that Rock Your Socks Off bit. I think we were thinking about that one. So there's a couple songs on here, or a few more songs on here that aren't like necessarily my favorites, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11 out of 17 songs. And granted, there's some sketches going on here, but track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, History is really cool. 7, Master Exploder. Master Exploder in particular is great, accompanied with the movie, because it's all about how he's got this powerful voice and he doesn't need a microphone, and he's like holding this insane note and he literally explodes someone's head in the front row. And he's, I did not mean to blow your mind, but that shit happens to me all the time. It's really fucking great.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Later on, if you keep going down the record, you got Dude, I Totally Miss You, quite like that one. Breakin' City, Storm the Gates, Car Chase City, which is great. And then my favorite Tenacious D song of all time, the song that they put together where they fight Satan. They fight Satan and he plays and they play. And I mean, it's just so incredible. I'm going to see what I can play. I'll give you like a couple little pieces of it, but this is the intro, and they got Dave Grohl on the drums here, and Dave Grohl playing Satan and singing as Satan as well. Satan's complete. I think he gets his horn or something like that in the movie. Fuck.
Shit out of luck. I am complete, and my cock you will suck.
Wait, you motherfucker.
We challenge you to a rocker.
Give us one chance to rock your socks off.
And this is funny because this is kind of the theme, like tribute, this idea that they played the greatest song in the world for Satan, and it didn't actually sound anything like the song they were playing. But in the movie, in theory, we're getting this song. This is the song. that they played. And this song is fucking great. I'm tempted to play like most of it, but I'm probably gonna bounce around a little bit, but it is so good. And so they challenge him to a rock off, and now Satan comes back in. Fuck! He's just pissed off because the demon code prevents him from denying a rock off challenge. So he says, you know, what are your terms? What's the catch? And basically they make the terms for the thing. And then it comes in. So I think this is around when Tenacious D starts their part of the challenge. So let's see. Okay, so this is Satan doing his bit.
I'm the devil, I can do what I want. Whatever I got, I'm gonna flaunt. To get caged back to hell, I'm gonna fill them with my hot demon gel. I'm making smell like
the Scarlet Pimpernel. So now they're like devastated.
There's just no way that we can win.
That was a masterpiece.
Listen to me.
He rocks too hard because he's not a mortal man. God damn it, Cage!
He gonna make you his sex slave. You're gonna gargle mayonnaise.
No. Unless we bust the massive monster mamma jam.
Dude,
we've been through so much shit.
Deactivated lasers with my dick.
Now it's time to blow this fucker down.
Listen.
Come on, Cage, now it's time to blow doors down. I hear your jibbles, now it's time to blow doors down.
We'll bend you over, then we'll take you to Brown Town.
Now we got to blow this fucking town. It's gonna rain me if we do not blow doors down. Come on, Cage, cause it's time to blow doors down. We'll find dragons, it's time for the snack.
Hey, Antichrist, Beelzebub. We hold the key. You are the devil. We are the D.
Listen.
You guys are fucking lame. Come on, Cage. You're coming with me.
The simplest. You guys are fucking lame. Come on, Cage, you're coming with me. Dude, that song. This song is the best. I mean, as like a companion piece to Tribute and fucking Beelzebub, the final showdown from the Pick of Destiny. Ah, so good. The next track is, of course, the Pick of Destiny, the title track. That's a great one. Even better than that is The Metal, which... It's really funny because my girl Julie, she played college Quidditch. She's a champion softball athlete, and she's an incredible athlete, period. And so she got like brought onto this team of Quidditch players, and she got the nickname The Metal from the Tenacious D song, because The Metal is all about how no one can destroy the metal. Let's see, I'll give you a little intro to it.
You can't kill the metal.
Metal will live on. Punk rock tried to kill the metal. But they failed as they were smacked to the ground. New Wave tried to kill the metal. But they failed as they were stricken down to the ground. Grunge tried to kill the metal.
Grunge tried to kill the metal.
And it becomes more of like a real song, but at least you get the premise now, the metal. So Julie would go around the field, and whenever she would do anything good, she'd be like, "You can't destroy the metal." And people would look at her like she was fucking nuts. Because nobody, no one but Tenacious D fans know the metal. But if you're a Tenacious D fan, you know. Also, the last track on this record, Training Medley, is really good. The Kong song's not bad either. I think he wrote that when he was doing his promotional tour for the King Kong movie. Anyway, Pick of Destiny's great. The movie's great. You know, just it's not the greatest movie of all time, but it's solid. And if you go in with that sort of attitude, I think you'll probably really dig it. Now, their third record that they came out, again, after Pick of Destiny failed at the box office, they got terrible reviews, all these things, and fans, I think, generally were very disappointed in it. And again, I don't think it's so much the quality of the movie that made people so disappointed. I think it is the quality of their first album and their TV show and everything that they did leading up to it. Our expectations were too high, and they couldn't quite match the expectation of what this movie could be, because people like me were foaming at the fucking mouth. So the first track on the record is called Rise of the Phoenix, which is a really kind of cool song, and it's all about them, you know, the album bombing, and I mean the movie bombing, and them kind of having to make a comeback. The second track on this record is called Low Hanging Fruit, and it's one of my favorites of theirs. Check out Low Hanging Fruit.
You're hungry, we're hungry for some fruit. We wander through the goddamn, it would be a hoot to eat some
low-hanging fruit.
We're on a free.
Don't want no high-class modeling, designer fucking bathing suits. Just want the low-hanging fruit.
Fucking awesome. That song's great. Sorry, my recording glitched a little bit. I'm gonna go back later and try to see if I can fix that. But if you end up hearing a glitch, it's because it glitched. I don't know. Sometimes I'm too active on the microphone and I make the thing glitch somehow.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So there's a track a little bit deeper into the album, like midway, called Roadie. This record, you know, it's a little bit diminishing returns over time, you know, compared to that first album, the second album. But still, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of the 13 songs on here I have saved. So Rise of the Phoenix, Low Hanging Fruit. Later on, you got Roadie. After that, you've got Throwdown. The whole back of the record is like my favorite. Throwdown, Rock is Dead, They Fucked Our Asses, To Be the Best, and 39. And, you know, I'll play you some of these, but just concepts are great. I mean, Throwdown, a lot of these ones where they're just sort of like bravado, like, I'm tough and we're going to kick your ass. They're just so silly, because songs like that get made all the time by rock people, and their versions are just, they bring out how silly it is. Just sort of like singing about how tough you are.
Moses came down from the hill, holding the rules in his hand. Looked all around, suddenly found no one was listening. Now it's time to throw down.
So throw down. Throw down.
So this has got like the biblical stamp. Moses.
We're going to throw down. Time to throw down. Bible throw down.
Heavy and cool. The other song, Rock is Dead, is fun.
Rock is dead, rock is dead, rock is dead, rock is dead. Suck him a friend, that's what he said. He's wrestling around.
Rock is dead, it's all over. Rock and roll is dead.
That's a great one. And then, I mean, they're all funny. They Fucked Our Asses. It's very funny. To Be the Best. You know, it's like to be the best. And 39, which is all about like, it's just this 39-year-old woman, and like it's just sort of like talking about like getting older and being very happy to have some beautiful 39-year-old, or she looks nice for 39. It's like lowering your expectations down kind of thing. It's like a song about expectations, I guess. 39. It's pretty funny. this album, it's great. It's very enjoyable. You know, again, I think to a certain degree, Tenacious D set themselves up for like disappointment by they came out of the gate so fucking fire that you know they haven't exactly been able to match their success with every record, but still going down to this third record, these are some of my favorites: Low Hanging Fruit and Throwdown. You know, like those are two favorites of mine. Granted, I have more favorites on some of the other records, but still, there's some great stuff here. The Tenacious D live record is awesome. I have seen a lot of like live stuff with them over the years, and of course, you know, they're comedians and they're sitting there on stage telling jokes, and there's great intros and fun stuff that's going on during their live set, and of course, all these great songs that I. Rise of the Phoenix, Low Hanging Fruit, Kielbasa, Friendship, Throwdown, 39, The Metal, Roadie, Wonder Boy, Tribute, Fuck Her Gently. Remember any of these songs? I've been mentioning them. Yeah, these are all great songs. So their last record, their most recent record is in 2018, and it's called Post Apocalypto. Like I said, it gets a little political here, there, whatever. There's some stuff of it, some parts of it that I don't love. But in general, it's pretty cool. They got this like theme going on throughout the thing of like Arnold Schwarzenegger, or basically a robot, and they're doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger type voice to represent the robot, and it's pretty funny. The opening track and the closing track is the post-apocalypto theme, which kind of like is like a cheat for how many songs I have selected on this album because it's like a minute long little intro, but it's cute. You got to go like a little bit into the record to get to like the first really good tune, which is Making Love. That one's a great one. Maybe I'll play a little bit of.
Relax, JP. It'll be all right.
It'll be all right.
Go with it. Don't be afraid. We are your friends and more. It's important that we fuck right now. So let your penis explore.
Ooh.
Repopulation is the name of the game. We need to fuck you right away.
All
right,
you hear this? So repopulation. So it's all about Armageddon and like, you know, basically trying to save the world or repopulate the world, keep the world from getting destroyed again. Two tracks later, there's a song called Take Us Into Space, which is great. Two tracks after that, it's a song called Fuck Yo-Yo Ma. Granted, there's a lot of sketches on here. Some of the sketches are good. But again, because it's a little forced, this Armageddon thing, it's not quite as genuinely funny as just them being two goofy ass guys trying to write metal songs, which is on the first record. But there's some funny stuff here. And then you've got a couple songs from Fuck Yo-Yo Ma. There's Daddy Ding Dong, which is funny. A couple songs from that. There's Robot. And then you get towards the end of the record, and there's some of the stuff that I like a little bit more, or some of my more favorite stuff. JBJR Rap. I'll play you a little bit of that.
Yeah, you didn't know. You didn't know Tenacious D could do hip-hop. That's right.
What?
You see this here green crystal? It's called a crystal of Gilgamesh. It crashed 12,000 years ago near the city known as Budapest. And he who holds the crystal is a motherfucking Fu Manchu. And now that I have the power, I'm gonna lord it over you. I'm like a god, man, with the powers of the Antichrist. Now beg me for forgiveness, or you're gonna be sacrificed. My name is Jables Jr. I got the power of a thousand suns.
Oh, that's it. It's not JBJR Rap. It's the Jables Jr. Rap. That's funny. It's the Jables Jr. Rap. And then Woman Time, I really like.
Thank you.
So, but again, this kind of speaks to that little bit of partisanship. And I don't know if they necessarily were thinking that they were being partisan, if they were just leaning into something that seemed like an obvious joke to them. But it's like, Armageddon, now it's going to be woman time, time for the women to inherit the earth. Every single time this gets brought up about this fucking patriarchy, matriarchy shit, I agree. We need a matriarchy. We don't need women acting like men going into politics. We need all of those masculine men out of the room, and we need matriarchal people. I am a matriarchal person, a creative person, a person who is more feminine in nature. I can be strong and masculine when I have to be, but I am by nature a more balanced person who's capable of being matronly. So this notion like, just replace all the men with women, I just like think is fucking poisonous and stupid and so many fucking things, because it just it mitigates the idea that we all have both energy inside us. It makes it as if men and women are so different, which we aren't. So there's so many things, like it's like this whole record kind of opens up a whole like can of worms for me, because it just seems like the repudiation of the right wing. And dude, it's the right wing has legitimate reasons why they are the right wing. The same reason why, you know, the left wing has legitimate reasons why they are left wing. You know, people who are like, you know, Jesus fans often don't understand that they created the left wing by having a certain demographic of people who were Jesus fans going around telling everybody that they were going to hell. You know, that's what happened. So now the left wing is like, fuck that. I'm going to fucking push back against that. Granted, they're pushing too hard, and they've gotten to the point where they become a caricature of themselves, and they're just as oppressive as their oppressors were. So it's like this stupid freaking back and forth and whatever else. So I don't like to see anybody freaking taking one side of this stupid fucking battle, because it's all waste of all of our times. But still, within the confines of the thing that they're doing, there's some funny stuff. And the Woman Time song is very funny. I just thought, figured I would say, because, you know, I don't want anybody to be like, oh, man, like, you know, I know that can destroy certain people's, like listening things. So you might want to skip the post-apocalypto record. But the tracks that I told you right there that are cool, and nothing can take that away from them. Before I wrap up this show, I want to just get into a couple last little pieces that I missed. Like I said, I went over in the beginning that they've done a couple original singles, a recent one called Video Games, which is really great. Another one called The Five Needs. And by the way, the five needs are earth, air, water, love, and rock. And Don't Blow It, Cage, which is a favorite of mine. I quite like this one.
You ready?
Ready.
Hold up. Here we come. One, two, three. Don't blow it, Cage. Don't blow it, Cage. Just play the best shit you've ever fucking played. Don't blow it, Cage.
Don't blow it, Cage.
Just play the best shit you've ever fucking played. All right. Jack White invited us to party. He wanted us to kick out the jams. Red light, it's time for us to party. I'm hoping we can kick out the jams. Don't blow it, Cage. Don't blow it, Cage. Just play the best shit
you've ever fucking played.
Don't blow it, Cage. Don't blow it, Cage. Just play the best shit you've ever fucking played.
I fucking love that song. I love that song. I love that they've switched over to like the single method, like putting out singles. Granted, a lot of them are cover tunes, but some of them were great. The Time Warp cover is really awesome. The Beatles tune was really awesome. And they did a little EP to tribute, the tribute song, which has like demo versions of the song and some alternate versions of some different things and some songs that weren't released and stuff. And that stuff was fun. I didn't end up like saving much of it to my phone or anything, but awesome stuff. Jack Black in particular is really cool. You know, he did that. There's another song from a movie he did called School of Rock, which is really worth finding. If you can find the song from the School of Rock soundtrack, I forget what it's fucking called. That song is, I think it's just called School of Rock. But awesome. An additional great piece of music. I mean, I thank God for the D every day. Every day that I live, I thank God for the D. It's just been so important and pivotal in my life. I just love how much my family and I have been able to laugh
about Tenacious D. I love how many friends I've been able to make because of my love for Tenacious D and all the people who got my little reference that I made when I said something, you know, something that was from Tenacious D or whatever it might be. You know, as a musician, musicians appreciate other musicians who appreciate different styles of music, playing those different styles of music for comedy and for effect with a knowing of what it's like to make music and what that process is like. And Tenacious D just encapsulates that so hardcore, so hardcore.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I was originally this week going to do Rancid, but Rancid had so many freaking albums that I actually had to listen to that I hadn't listened to before. I'm a big Rancid fan. I probably know at least like four of their records pretty good, but they had quite a bit more than that. So I've been like digging into Rancid. I'm already like, I don't know. I've already listened to two records that I had never heard before. They're two albums before their first one that broke them out, and Here Come the Wolves. And I listened to Here Come the Wolves. So I listened to the first three records, and fuck, man, their album right before Here Comes the Wolves is awesome. I couldn't believe how fucking great it is. Like most of the record I saved. It's so great. I've been sharing tons of tunes with Julie. Anyway, I'm really excited to do them next week. They got a lot more. They've got so much music to offer you. Rancid is a killer punk band. It was so exciting to do Tenacious D this week. Comedy. I think I only have like one other major comedy band that is on my list for this show that will eventually get covered, which is Flight of the Conchords. And I'm like, oh no, I gotta like take my time getting there, because like doing the comedy episodes of this show is my favorite, because I feel like comedy is the one that gets the most disrespect and like does not freaking get all the love that it deserves. So it's so exciting for me to do this show and to be able to put a spotlight on all these bands. Thank you so much for watching and listening and all this stuff. Like I do with every show, I've got a tune that I'm gonna end the show on, which is, you know, something I own, something that I wrote, that I made with some friends, but very much I think inspired by Tenacious D. It's we made this song as a parody for the style of Motorhead with like a virtuoso guitar player like Zach Wilde, and it's supposed to be this Motorhead heavy metal style comedy as sung by the Norse gods Odin and Thor and Loki on drums. So we did this whole song as a comedy thing. We actually, the song that I'm about to play you that I co-wrote with my buddy Freddie Scott, shout out to you, Freddie. We won third prize overall and the prize in the humor category in the 21st annual USA Songwriting Competition. It was a real honor because no humor song had ever won one of the top three prizes, and we won the top three, the third top prize with this song. Very much though, so inspired by Tenacious D. And the coolest thing about it was, you know, again, my family, like we love this kind of shit. So I brought in my dad to sing as Odin, and I sing super high, like falsetto metal singing as Thor. And then at the very end of the song, you'll hear somebody talking. That's my brother Shane, who does comedy, sketch comedy, things like that. He's a very funny guy, and I asked him to do the end of the bit to be a part of the song. And he did. We ended up winning this award, which was just so cool. What a fucking honor. So I'm going to play that for you guys in just a second. But I hope you've all had a wonderful time coming to understand why all your favorite bands suck. And today
Tenacious D should be on your musical Mount Rushmore. This is Jesse Blaze Snyder saying, it's not your fault that you have terrible taste in music. All your favorite bands suck is here to help you. You can join us every Monday for a fresh and eclectic favorite band of the week. Plus, you can write to me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com. And if you're a geek like me, please join me every Wednesday and Saturday for my geek culture podcast, Coolest Geek Alive, which every Saturday's episode is literally just a review of something fucking awesome that you should be watching, whether it's a TV show or a film or whatever else, something from the past 20 years, not some fucking classic from the freaking 90s and the 80s and the 70s like everybody else likes to recommend, something from the 2000s up, something that's great, a movie that people miss, a TV show that people miss. And I'm really trying to like bring some freaking positivity to the geek culture world, because this show, this music show, it's so positive, and it made me so excited to be able to get on the mic every week and just gush about something that I loved. And I'm like, I want to do this with geek culture shit. So now I'm doing that. Every Wednesday, every Saturday on Coolest Geek Alive, you can check out my show. You know, Wednesdays, usually I'm fucking bitching about everything that's going on in the geek culture world. But Saturdays, we are celebrating wonderful things from recent years. And I hope you will come join us over there, where we explore the complexities of adapting rich geek culture source material into films and TV. Anyway, you've been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck. Thank you so much for joining you. I love you. I look forward to seeing you again on another fabulous episode next week when we do Rancid. And right now, to send you off, here is Fight to the Death by Odin and the Gods of Rock, as played by D and Jesse Snyder. Oh, and Shane Snyder. Love you guys. See you next time.
It looks like you just found it. Don't twist my arm unless you're willing to break it. I'll go through this battle and I know that I will make it. But if I don't,
you've been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent music content from yours truly. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.